If the seeds that come for me are protecting your life, why fight? Just come to words with forces. Do it now. I crawl around ivory thrones and
things clear.
Yes.
We're going to need you to sign a truce. This is our lawyer.
Hello, Ziltoid. This contract between
yes.
us. You agree to join forces with the humans.
Yes.
You agree to not turn against the humans.
Yes.
At the end of the day, forthwith and without prejudice,
yes.
you relinquish your command over to Captain Spectacular.
Okay.
Very good. Sign here, here, and here.
Thank you very much. Do you mind if I use the bathroom for a moment?
Not at all.
Yes, out in a jiffy. Silly humans, they free me, yet they do not realize the depth of my evil. Yes, I have something in mind for them and the war princess.
Captain Spectacular frees Ziltoid, and an uneasy truce is born. The battle's about to begin, the war about to commence. Preparation for the Alliance are now underway. Ziltoid and the human army get their collective poop in a great big shiny groove. The first order of business, beat that war princess before she begins stage 3 of her attack. Ziltoid knows of something even more powerful. Something so crazy and dangerous. No mere mortal dare utter the name of aloud unless they want their head to explode into tiny bulbous shards. For the sake of your listening pleasure and today's story, we're just going to call it by the human translation, Herman, the Planet Smasher.
Now don't pull any fast ones, Ziltoid. You need to get that weapon of yours down here. There's a lot riding on this trust I've got in you. Don't let me down.
Aye, aye, Captain Poopy Pants. Don't worry, I shan't let you down. I'm on your side.
Ziltoid is keeping to himself that he is only too aware of the great danger of dealing with the Planet Smasher. And just what it might bring.